Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about effort versus results. Before we jump into the topic, we want to do a quick yay about episode number 20. I first celebrated episode number 7 because it was 1 week and I thought I would do it every other week. But now I just pushed through number 20 and it feels good. I feel confident, things are making good progress. Actually, the production of the video and audio is the smallest effort of the whole production thing. The post-production, like editing the video, the audio, and then rendering out the video file for YouTube, and then ripping off the audio again for the podcast. It actually takes same time or even more time than just recording the video and doing the production in front of the camera with the microphone. So episode number 20, pretty stoked, hope you're too. And now let's dive into effort versus result. I bumped into this topic quite a few times in recent days and weeks because it's a very different perspective on how you look at things and people, most likely people. We're in the people business here. So what's the difference? Actually, if you look at a person and what that person is doing, you kind of ignore the outcome, the result. You always watch how much effort this person puts into the work they're doing, be it doing a drawing for a kid or working on a project or like getting stuff done for an employee, or if you have like a significant other and they do something around you, with you, in your house, in your apartment, or with your car, in the garden. It doesn't matter. If you see that someone is putting effort into something and pours his heart into something, ignore the result and praise the effort that was put in. We need to praise people when they put their heart and their effort into something. That's how you get motivated, and that's like the fair thing of doing. If someone puts a lot of effort into something, takes a risk of doing something exceptionally good or interesting or innovative or well, and it doesn't work out, we still need to praise that person. Otherwise, he will never ever in his life risk something again. He will always choose a safe path, probably copying everybody else, which leads to mediocrity and boring and not interesting stuff. So, well, I feel like I got sidetracked already. I had like a bit of an agenda. I wanted to start with kids because that's where the game starts, when they are like really, really young, 1, 2, 3 years old already. Never praise the result, always praise the effort that was put in. A kid should not get a trophy for being there, for being last, because you don't want to upset people or the parents, so everybody gets a trophy for just attending or being last. That's not a good thing. If you see somebody puts in effort, he should have a trophy and the praise, whatever it might be. If there is no effort put in, no praise. That enforces the growth mindset, which basically means if you consistently put in effort into something, you can surpass everybody else on that planet. There's certain limits, obviously, but you can surpass most people on the planet if you put in more effort consistently into any kind of activity or topic. This means there is no ceiling, no limit where you can go as a person. If you're willing to put in effort consistently over 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, you can be the best in the field if you choose to, if you put in the effort. If you go the other way around, you see two kids playing piano and you say, oh, he's playing so well and he's playing like, well, I can actually listen to it. Can we stop it? You're judging on predisposition, what people call talent or something. Like, some start here, some start here, but that doesn't mean that this kid, if he puts in effort consistently, will surpass that other kid in the near future or maybe a bit later, depending on how much effort this kid is willing to pour into whatever he's doing. And most often you can actually see that, because if we praise people with what is meant to be talent, they're like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to practice a lot. I don't need to put a lot of effort into it. It just comes natural. I'm just good at it. So who the fuck cares, right? I'm good. So I can be lazy, it's fine. And they're lazy, and the others catch up. The ones who put effort into it, who get praised for effort, and who love the hard work, and who love to see how their progress is going and going and how they get better and better, and they enjoy the process of achieving something, while the other kid is just like, yeah, I'm a natural, like I'm good and I'm better than you, hey, hey. And now I go and have ice cream while you practice football or playing the piano, whatever it might be. And at one point, the others catch up and this kid will fall off the cliff. Because he was praised for being a super talent and super awesome and being the best and being better than everybody else, and never for putting in effort. So that kid doesn't understand that like achievement comes with effort, and he's just like, I was the best, now I'm not the best, how did it happen, now I'm super depressed. Praise for effort, not for results. If you put in effort, the result will get better, no doubt about it. Same with employees. I was thinking about an example and I came up with what I did in my history as an employee. I was in sales. And sales is a pretty simple business. If you make revenue, if you bring in profit, you get praise, you get a lot of money. And if you don't bring in nothing, you get kicked out of the company, you're fired. That's how sales works. The company doesn't care how you bring in revenue, you just bring it in. If you see that you're not bringing in revenue, you better like educate yourself, you find a way to bring in effort, and people get creative, and then scandals end up in the press because they get too creative about bringing in revenue, or even the management is like faking the numbers to make it look like there was revenue brought into the company. And this only happens because we focus on the result, we focus on the number that needs to be delivered on the end of the quarter, instead of the effort that is put in and how it is put in. A company needs to understand how to best sell the service or product or the solution they're offering. If they don't care about how much effort you put in and what you put in, they don't care about the process and the knowledge and the know-how of how to bring in revenue. It's basically like playing a lottery. You hire people and then you wait. Will he bring in revenue or not? Let's see. And if he's not bringing in revenue, we kick the butt a bit and we punch him in the face a bit and we see if he gets more creative in bringing in revenue. That's a stupid way of doing sales. It should be in the way that the company, with every salesperson ever hired and worked in that company, should learn about the process of selling their solution to the clients, to the customers. And then they need to teach every salesperson they bring into the company. They learn from each other, right? The salesperson has the freedom to try different strategies on how to find clients and how to make clients successful and happy. The salesperson shares with the company. The company recognizes the effort of trying something new to bring in revenue, to make clients happy and customers successful. And they share it with the rest of the team. And this is how the company and the team grows together as a team, as an entity, as a tribe. Not like doing competition within the sales team, like whoever brings in the most revenue gets the bonus or gets the trophy. This just means they're not sharing knowledge, they're not sharing anything. They just try do hit and run deals with the clients and the customers. They hate it, and they try to play you. Actually, when they figure it out, they see, oh, it's end of the quarter, so well, I might buy if I get like a huge discount, because they see in your face, I need the numbers for the quarter, really? Buy something. And they say, yeah, sure, I buy, but then we are talking 40% discount, 50% discount, 90% discount, whatever. You're in front of them with your trousers down, basically. It's your fault only. You try to play them and now they play you. So look for the effort. We're questioning the whole system of how the relationship between an employee and the company works. We're talking KPIs, key performance indicators. Normally, you sign a contract that says you have to have, like you have to spend, for example, 40 hours per week for the company. You get paid for hours. Do hours represent effort? No, not really. They represent time. And we know that many people out there, they're just sitting in the desk for 40 hours and they're not really putting in much effort into whatever they do, because their effort was never noticed and now they basically ignore the whole thing. They just try to do the minimum amount because nobody noticed the effort. So they don't bring in any effort. The effort they bring in is goes down. They basically, the game is, I lower the effort every month until someone noticed that this is not really a lot of effort they put in, and then they might raise it a little bit again, so you keep them alone, leave them alone. And that's the game you're playing with your employees. So question is, how can you measure effort? And that's actually not easy. If we're not measuring time and not measuring results, how do we look at the effort? To praise the effort, you actually have to care and deal with the people. You have to talk to them and have a communication with them and help them and lead them and inspire them to grow and make sure they have this growth mindset where they wanna, they have this intrinsic need of getting better and better. And they understand they actually can. For most people would love to be much better in their job than they are today, but they believe this is what they can do. They're discouraged and they forgot how to dream, and they forgot about thinking about the potential that is within them, because they were just like squeezed out and like treated like a normal resource, like a machine. Nobody cared, and then they stopped caring about themselves, and this is basically the end of any decent effort put into work. When you lead, you need to deal with the people. You cannot measure effort if you ignore their person. If you meet your employee, your team lead, your team member just once every 2 weeks or once every quarter, how do you find out this person put in a lot of effort or not? You don't know. I think it's not working for either side really well. There need to be more communication, and there need to be more conversation about the effort and how to put the effort in. But what happens today, because nobody has the time to deal with people or the patience or the knowledge how to deal and lead and coach people, it's just like we bring in new sales. We throw them against the wall. Whoever sticks stays, everybody else out of the company. Again, new ones in. So instead of investing time and money into the people they have at hand and help them grow and put in effort to get better and better, they'd spend all the money on headhunters and agencies who bring in new blood and get rid of the old people, not old in the sense of age, but the ones who did not stick to the wall, who didn't make the quota. It's a hire and fire thing. If you bring what you need to have to the table when we hire you, it's good. You might stay here. Otherwise, you're most likely out of the door in 3 months' time. This is the wrong way to play it, and it will backfire big time for a lot of companies. It feels like I was talking now for like half an hour, so I should stop this. I hope I brought the point across, what the difference between praise for effort, not result, means, and why it is important. And I hope we together can apply it in the future when we are at work and we work with other people. And even if we are with friends or we have kids, whatever it is, if you see someone who is putting in the effort, make sure he knows that you appreciate it. It doesn't matter what it is. You're at a restaurant, you're walking down the street, someone helps someone else, you just go there and say, hey, I saw you help that old lady over the street, or hey, I saw that you brought back the purse that person was like losing on the street. This was so cool of you. This is how we change society. This is how we have an impact, how we make this a better world. My question for you today is, which effort will you praise today? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. So make the most of it and make sure you praise the effort of other people.